Notice the heavily worked and richly textured surfaces of this rare metal and ceramic Rookwood vase. It's more a sculpture than a functional object. Collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer tells us more about Rookwood's founder, Mariah Longworth Nichols Storer.
She was the granddaughter of a successful Cincinnati businessman and came from a very wealthy family. She started out her career decorating china in the 1870s and from there enlisted a lot of decorators to make Rookwood.
At the time, Japanese art and its elegant aesthetic were popular in the United States. This piece, with its waves, sinuous line, sea creatures, and asymmetrical design, reflects this influence. It also expresses the period's fascination with the natural world. Take a closer look at the base and its octopus decoration. Sea life, in both animal and plant forms, has been virtually built into the ceramic and metal materials. The bowl seems crudely tied to the vine-like base with rope, yet the rope itself is sculpted metal. Thalheimer describes the octopus.
Its tentacles are entwined in a rope which rises from waves and seagrass to support the vase. The creature's eyes are inset with tiger eye cabochons, and the base is inset with two freshwater pearls and three semicircular, semi-precious jewels.
Storer cast the metal base and electroplated it to create the illusion of a patina of age. She was awarded a gold medal for similar work at the Paris Exhibition in 1900.